We have via Zoom with us this morning Lisa K. Bryant, Producing Artistic Director for Flat Rock Playhouse, the State Theater of North Carolina. Good morning, Lisa K. Bryant. Thank you so much for joining us. Flat Rock Playhouse certainly in all the news outlets this morning because of your announcement yesterday of postponing the 2020 season and at least the rest of the 2020 season and moving it to 2021, correct?
That is correct.
So we wanted to have the opportunity, Lisa, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wanted to have the opportunity because there's a lot of behind the scenes information that went into making this decision, and we just wanted to get as much of that out as we possibly could. So you want to share with us this decision and what is it that helped make this decision?
Absolutely, I'll do my best. So obviously, like so many, you know, businesses everywhere, and no less in our home here, you know, we've been monitoring the situation now for several weeks and trying to keep up with the rapidly changing news and updates, and every time we got an update, kind of going into the war room, if you will, and crunching numbers and trying to understand the impact and the implications with sort of every turn. With Governor Roy Cooper's April, I guess, 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in there, that update, when he introduced initially the rollout, his three-phased rollout, we at that point had kind of done our little voodoo workshop to figure out, okay, this is how we can reopen, we hope, in July. And so all of our notices had been sent out, and we were working toward that goal of moving Million Dollar Quartet to July and making that happen in the middle of the month. When we got the rollout plans, the three-phased rollout plans, obviously then it gave us more information to try to digest and understand. And within just a few days, we kind of, what I call received basically a 1-2 punch. So as we went into crunch numbers and again, understand how to work with the rollout, first of all, we still had not been really given any guidelines about projected group sizes and how many people can gather in large groups and
right.
So on. And so first of all, we were continuing to make a lot of decisions on guesstimates and projections based on little to no information, nevertheless, doing our best to do that. So really working with the 25% of capacity number. And to be frank, no matter how we sliced and diced those numbers, keeping a theater of this size and running an organization of this size at 25% capacity, it became quickly clear that it was going to be really crunchy for us or impossible to break even just dealing with the governor's rollout. In terms of definitely opening in July, and then possibly what that would mean for if we looked at other menus of opening in the fall or you know, later in the fall. We had all of those options sort of laid out and ready to tackle. But of course, I should also say that was if the rollout worked perfectly, right? That
yeah.
If everything happened and there were no continued delays. And I think it's worth noting that yesterday's update from the governor specifically stated that, in fact, as part of phase one, theaters would not be allowed yet to reopen. So that would have been, if we had just been working with the governor's rollout, that would have been another little bit of a blow to our plans. If we had been hoping for the best, that it would all have been working perfectly into our favor. Nonetheless, breaking even was going to be almost impossible. Within about 3 days of trying to figure out the governor's rollout and what that would mean for our business, we actually got word from our union, the Actors Equity Union, of which we are, you know, belong to. All of our performers and stage managers belong to that union, and we are members of that and subscribe to their rules. And they released information that, in fact, they will not be allowing any of their members to return to work at theaters until those theaters have demonstrated very specific and approved health and safety measures to ensure that their members are going to be safe returning to work. How, unfortunately, though, the union hasn't actually figured out what those health and safety measures will be that they will be looking to as their benchmarks for offering and giving approval to theaters and to actors right. to come together again. And at best guess, they felt like they would maybe have that information to us at earliest July or August, so maybe later than that. And then also, then we would have to have time to implement anything that might, that they might, you know, insist be part of those health and safety measures. And they don't really know what those things might be, but things that they were positing included approved ventilation systems, bathrooms, theater seat layout, so on and so forth. And not to mention, how actors are safely and 100% guaranteed to be safe in mass transit as we're bringing them through from New York or California or wherever they live in the country, or how we're quarantining everybody at the theater once they arrive so that technicians and actors and volunteers and everybody are ensured to be safe and not accidentally infect each other somehow. I mean, all of which are important things and definitely part of the discussion right now. Needless to say, so much non-information, so much lack of clarity, and we're running a business and we're running an expensive business, and so much of our decisions have to happen so far in advance in order that we can have everything in place by the time we actually open, it's been months and months and months per show of pre-planning, and we just don't have that luxury. At that point, we just kind of saw the writing on the wall and realized that really the only shot that we had at this in a responsible way was to push the season and preserve the excitement that folks had for this season, the sales that we had for this season, which were extraordinary, and preserve everything and keep it intact. And fortunately, the licensing companies out there and the union who are trying to work so hard and be so flexible with all the theaters in these unprecedented times approved our ability to just move everything over so that we could hang on to everybody's excitement and enthusiasm and roll them all over to next year. But, you know, unfortunately, that wasn't enough. We were now just, you know, it wasn't enough to cut all the production costs and so on and so on. We still had to make the terrible decision of really going down to a tiny island of employees to sort of weather us through the rest of the year, because we'll still have things to do. We'll still need to be in touch with the community. We're still going to need to be raising those dollars through the rest of the year. We still have 14 acres of property that we've got to, our facilities folks have to continue to take care of and so on. Sadly for our production folks you know, our box office people, save for our box office manager and obviously the rest of our artists and amazing musicians and so on. Just from a business point of view, we had to let those folks go at this time in order to restrain all of our finances and save all that we could. So that we could also roll all of that over and have a shot at being able to reopen next year. So I'm trying to give you the broad strokes with some details in there, but yeah. that's kind of how all of that happened. And suddenly we went from having the best, being in the position of having the best season we've had in over a decade and best cash position we've been in, and just general sort of collective joy and excitement for the season that we were stepping into. And literally within a week, we're here.
Yeah.
It's crushing, obviously. But it's just a matter of doing what we can do, however awful it is here in the short term, to ensure that we can continue to have a long term and a future viability for the Playhouse.
And certainly other parts of that decision also is that incredible and vibrant apprentice program that you have every year. You know, there's no way you can't put on those big musicals without that apprentice program, and trying to have apprentices coming from colleges all over the United States at a time where everything is still up in the air.
I mean, our apprentices, our interns, I mean, at the height of our season, we have well over 100 people on lot every day in some capacity. And more than half of those people are typically living on lot in very close quarters. You can't put on a show, certainly a musical, and not allow people to dance together and sing on each other and be near each other or stage a romantic romantic parts of West Side Story and keep the actors 6 feet apart.
Right.
Realistically, right. It sort of loses something in the storytelling at that point. Obviously, of course, the other part of all of this is, and really first and foremost, is everyone's safety, including our audience. And frankly, we had already been receiving questions and feedback and concerns from patrons about, you know, gosh, I love the Playhouse. I support it. I was excited about the season, but I'm a little bit nervous if you guys do open. I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous about coming back. And so that also was a very important part of the equation, that if we had decided to try to roll the dice and see if we could open or keep pushing the season back and hope that we could open, even be allowed to open based on, you know, mandates being lifted, but not enough people felt safe, rightfully so, to come back to the theater, then we rolled all of our dice. And even at that point, we don't have enough folks coming in to keep our doors open and to get our bills paid. And so then we've really kind of, you know, shot our chance at hanging on to what we've got right now and being thrifty and efficient moving forward, then that really would have compromised us also. And at that point, it would have really put us in very serious danger of not being able to reopen possibly ever at that point, which just couldn't be the option.
Exactly.
You know?
So once again, Lisa, thank you. You know, it just goes to show you so many things going into making this decision. And I know it's been a really tough few weeks for you guys, but boy, one of the great things that you have continued to do, Lisa, and kudos to you and all the Vagabonds, is keeping up with the community and with the patrons through your Rock Out newsletter. And apparently you're going to keep doing that for a bit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We want to stay connected.
Yeah.
We want to keep people informed about what we're doing. And, you know, we've got the dust has to settle here. We're all walking a little bit. We all look a little bit like zombies right now. And we've got some things to do to prep the theater to go dark. So that's going to take us a couple of weeks to work through. And then really we're going to, you know, it's important to us to be, you know, servants to this community. And while our vernacular is performing arts and playing that role in this particular society, our people are brilliant and creative and strong and committed to this home that we all love. I mean, remember, pretty much every single one of us came here from, you know, just as an artist in our respective fields at one point and fell in love with this community and got lucky enough to be able to stay. So this is our community. This is our home. And we will be looking for opportunities to partner with the community in ways that maybe have nothing to do with our native language of performance. You know, if we can be a drop-off spot for local entities, for whatever, if we can drive cars and help feed folks out there. You know, we're going to be looking to repurpose ourselves in whatever way that we can. And we want to be able to continue to keep that dialogue and that exchange of information going. And also, you know, we're going to be watching the world. And if some opportunity or things shift or something happens and we see a window where maybe we can actually add a Christmas show back in or bring people together for a concert somehow later in the year, by gosh, we're going to be ready and we're going to be primed and we're going to jump in on that and get everybody back here together to just, you know, celebrate gathering again and knock your socks off with just something really special. So we're going to be on our toes and in the ready position to go in whatever way we can serve.
And we will look forward to sharing any of that information. And we also want to say the good news is any of those folks who have bought their tickets for the 2020 season and were so excited about the shows they were going to see, they can hold on to those tickets because they'll have them for next year for 21, right?
100%.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And
that's our
box office will be in touch with folks. I'll go ahead and ask in advance on the box office's behalf. You know, be a little patient because, you know, we'll have a lot to do and we'll have a smaller crew to do it, but we will be in touch with every person that has purchased a ticket and work with you about how to ensure you that those will be held on to and you'll just be able to roll those over to next year. And that won't be a problem at all. It'll just might just take a little bit of time to get through everybody, but we will get through everybody.
Well, keep the communication going with us so we can continue to tell Q Nation and everybody in our community how we can continue to support Flat Rock Playhouse, the State Theater of North Carolina, so that we have that exciting 2021 season coming up or whatever it is you might do for the rest of this season if any of those great opportunities you were mentioning earlier are able to pop up. Lisa,
absolutely.
Bryant, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. I know you're exhausted. I know you've had a lot going on over the last few weeks. So taking some time to help explain this to our listeners and to the community is very important, and we appreciate it.
Happy to, anytime.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Lisa Bryant, producing artistic director of Flat Rock Playhouse, and of course, those explanations of why it is they were forced to make the decision to postpone and move the rest of their 2020 season into 2021.